Hi, this is Omar Sultan with another Data Center Tech Talk Minute. I have Sydney Morgan with me today. So Sydney, thanks for joining us once again.
You're welcome.
So let's talk a little bit about server virtualization and what we're doing at Cisco, or I guess more importantly, where we're heading. In talking to our customers, I see a definite increased level of comfort, right? So customers were, you know, originally just looked at server virtualization for its consolidation aspect, saying, hey, we can, you know, collapse 10 servers into one. But as they see the, as they get to more comfortable with the technology, I definitely see them wanting to do more interesting things like DRS and load balancing and some other sorts of things. So I know at one time we were one of VMware's largest customers, but can you give our listeners some idea about what do we see in the next wave of functionality from our virtualized server infrastructure?
Yeah, sure. So originally, we virtualized our servers out of necessity. I mean, we were just out of data center capacity, and it was either build a lot of more data center or really become more efficient within our data centers, because the majority of our ESX servers, of our x86 servers, were not being utilized, you know, more than 10%. So it was a tremendous opportunity just to consolidate and put multiple OS instances on a single physical server, and that proved to be very valuable and free up space. But really what we found was just improved credibility of IT by consolidating and coming up with clusters and using some new features for DRS from VMware, is that our agility and availability of our overall environment measured at the application availability in the service layer improved. And so did the reputation of IT, because we transformed from a roadblock in most individuals' minds to actually a business enabler. And once we deployed and had a standard-based virtual farms built around our global data centers, we actually could outpace the business units and our lines of business in actually providing services to them. So it really was a tremendous strategic win for us in really helping the BUs develop products faster and get things to market, both from a product perspective and even a marketing perspective. So we decided to really leverage that and transform our entire IT organization into a services organization to take advantage of this new availability and agility and flexibility in providing services to our customers from IT.
So, I know maybe it's a little bit of an overused term, but the virtualization capabilities allowed us to focus more on delivering services versus provisioning infrastructure.
Correct. And there are people at Cisco who are quoted for, you know, virtualization is very difficult, and it is. I mean, there is a transformation. There's a learning and behavioral path you have to go through. And I think one of the key components that we learned early on that we tell our customers and is that it's really imperative that you transform your organization around virtualization, because, you know, roles and responsibilities don't change at the atomic level, but they really do change kind of at the macro level and how you work with each other. We could not have the 3-day delivery time SLAs we have if we wouldn't have formed a very special and specific data center team and created a classification called the Data Center Systems Engineer, where we really break roles and responsibilities down into kind of a production line methodology, as opposed to doing handoffs from the storage team to the networking team to the services team. If we didn't provision our VMware clusters as a service, then we would never make our 3-day delivery times, because we'd be doing handoffs and change requests, you know, server teams, network teams, and storage teams. By really looking at the services level and provisioning services holistically from a data center perspective with our data center team has allowed us to drive down from 6 to 8 week delivery time to the 3-day. Then our ultimate goal is to become sub 24-hour delivery time for any service request that comes through the Cisco demand provisioning factory.
Sure. So what I'm hearing is, if we want to move beyond the consolidation piece, the server team really needs to get the broader data center team involved in terms of coordinating activities and those kinds of things.
Right. And we'd also recommend that you do not have server teams or networking teams or storage teams. You really come up with an operational focused data center team that really holistically looks at what it takes to architect and implement architecture to provide the application demand that will be coming down for you to provision within your data center, and have that infrastructure ready, and then the ability to provision it end-to-end in one consistent workflow.
Sure. So what's next for us in terms of, you know, a year from now, or, you know, a year and a half out now, if we look out, what do you think we'll be able to do better or differently or cheaper or whatever?
Well, first and foremost, we're an IT organization, so we'll always tried to drive down operational costs. I mean, every IT individual wakes up every day with trying to figure out how to keep on decreasing operational costs. So that is first and foremost, and we do think through efficiencies we'll be able to keep on reducing our OPEX by leveraging virtualization. Second, we really want to take advantage of the agility and availability of being able to build VMware clusters and some of the new technologies coming down with the new integration of Cisco and VMware working together as a sole development unit and also support unit, and be able to actually not only load balance these VM clusters between rooms within a data center that we do right now, but actually between data centers, leverage some new protocols from our Nexus product line and other new technologies like VNLink, and having the Cisco switch inside and integrated with the ESX hypervisor. So those are some really key technologies that we're looking forward to, because right now our data center failover capacity is integrated into the business continuous plan is minutes to hours to recover. Leveraging these new multipath protocols and some new bridging protocols that allow you to actually do layer two adjacencies between data centers, we could actually take advantage of VMware and vMotion and the failover capabilities and have instantaneous failover if we were to lose one of our main data centers. So we're really looking forward to be able to extend the reach of our clusters and be able to provide that active-active availability and agility between data centers or on an inter-data center architecture and design as opposed to just intra-data center.
Sure. So if we can, you know, hit that level of functionality and that level of agility, do you think it'll allow us to keep an even thinner provisioning model?
Yes, and we are. So when we talk about virtualization at Cisco, we're not, and I know data center comes up a lot within the conversation, but we really do think of end-to-end virtualization, and that's any device on or any application on any device running on any one of our networks and hosted out of the most convenient data center. So we are going to go end-to-end, looking at VDI, and there's a lot of, not only from a flexibility cost reduction, but there's also a lot of great security implications of not having any data at rest on especially some of these mobile devices that can be stolen or lost.
Sure.
Encryption is one thing, but still the fact that you have it encrypted and you haven't lost any data, it's all back at your servers, and it's secure, it's backed up, it's part of the data integrity process is also, a huge win from a security and also a regulatory environment. A lot of our apps are required to be audited, and by automating and keeping things local and then backed up, it will also reduce our audit costs. So we're looking at driving a lot of cost and efficiency out of that part of the process too. So virtualization at Cisco truly is end-to-end virtualization of every application and service that we will provide from Cisco IT.
Cool. Actually, that seems like a good point to stop for today. So Sydney, thanks again for your time.
Okay.
If you want to learn more, as always, you can go to cisco.com/go/ciscoit, and we actually have a couple of interesting white papers on our experience with server virtualization. I'll embed the URLs in the blog entry that goes with this. So this is Omar signing off.